In Carcosa, the sun bleeds in the east.
Hello?
The Hyades sing their dying throes. The stars rise to claim their prize. The queen's song still echoes in Carcosa.
Hey!
Songs of sorrow, songs of pain, masked and disguised. All hope has fled the queen in red. Her fate is crystallized in Carcosa. The queen grows weary of worldly games.
I know someone's out there! Open the door!
Her daughter dances with delusion.
Open the door!
Her sons sing her songs, but her heart belongs to the mists and illusions of Carcosa.
When we last left the agents of Arcel, they had gone someplace weird. They followed a tunnel, saw some pillars with some strange writing on it, came up elsewhere. They encountered a few folks of a strange variety, especially one of them asking for a toll of teeth to cross a bridge. After they left the Tollmaster, they encountered their friend. Well, we'll use air quotes around friend. They caught the whiff of death, and he told them to take care of the body. Standing around a body that has been quartered, Arcel is only a few feet away from the Cancello. It looks as though that this was a vagrant or a homeless person. At least the bits that you can make out. The field jacket, military field jacket, is without arms. And where the name would be is blacked out with marker, and then underneath is written skunk head. But there are bobby pins and patches all along the jacket, and the jeans are torn as well. But that's because all of the pieces have been taken off at the major limb areas. Upon a little bit closer inspection, it looks as though that someone had sampled the juicy joint meat right there.
Ari turns and pukes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, this is kind of my area, isn't it? Damn.
Depends which area.
Your area is destroyed people?
Collecting evidence.
Ari, go ahead and give me a sanity roll.
There it is. I was waiting. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. 36 out of 65.
It doesn't disturb you as much as you think it might, but it's still unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
Did the guy say that he already closed the door, or do we still need to go do that to prevent this from happening again?
Well, you better check.
Let's double check to be double sure. Ross, why don't you go check that? You were the one able to get that door open when I couldn't.
Is that the door he's talking about, just the one right here?
Should be. Think?
Okay.
I'll go with him.
Perfect.
Yeah, why don't you go hang out away from this for a bit, Ari?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go back towards the Cancello.
You head inside, and you see that the trap door is still propped up.
I will attempt to close it.
You close it without any type of problem, letting it go at the very last moment, so this way your fingers do not get slammed in the marble. You see that there is a very small eye bolt at the top, which you would not be able to hold with your fingers and hold this heavy piece of marble normally. Looking up, you see that there's a something of a pulley system very high up on the ceiling itself, but no line or wire between the trapdoor and the pulley system above.
So it looks like it's going to be difficult to get back unless we can figure out this pulley system.
That is a very good assumption.
You're the one who's used to all this. Are you... Don't you have, like, some rope or something?
We don't typically bring rope with us. We weren't really expecting this. And Ross just gestures to everything. We just came into the city to do a little more investigating in person.
Okay. Then, yeah. I mean, I've got the strap on my bag, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, something tells me it's going to be easier to find rope here than it would be, I don't know. I don't think we'll have too much of an issue, but let's keep an eye out for it.
Outside the Cancello, the three of you are standing around this body. He hasn't moved.
I really hope he does not.
Okay, this guy looks like he's been partially eaten. Was he torn apart?
It looks like he may have been torn apart, but his body is lying akimbo, with his arms and legs very close to the joints on which they were removed from. And it's the parts that look to be eaten are only where the parts had been torn apart. Also, there looks like there might have been a nibble on the soft, fleshy part of the stomach as well.
Oh. Well, damn, we've been in the city. I don't have my kit with me.
What kind of evidence are you looking to collect about this?
We need teeth, right? That's, I mean, evidence was a euphemism.
Fair.
I will check his mouth.
You check his mouth, and it looks as though that he has had some amateur dental work done in the past. And his possible lifelong use of narcotic substances has left his current teeth and orthodontia not in the best state. Quite yellow and a little nasty. And you think his teeth are a little bit fuzzy and brown.
Oh, good. Some extra flavor.
Don't make me think about that. What do we have here that we can pull teeth with? Is there...
That is a question I hoped I would never have to hear. I mean, I don't think we have anything like pliers or anything like that. The best we might be able to do is break.
Anybody have a multi-tool?
I don't usually carry one of those.
I don't know what's in Reagan's bag. Can I roll to see if there's anything helpful in Reagan's bag?
Give me a luck roll, Reagan.
Great.
Does she have a TARDIS purse?
Maybe. I rolled a 24.
Excellent. Do you have anything in your bag that is helpful?
Let's see. She starts pulling out the standard array of, like, nail clippers and nail files. She's got, like, a teeny tiny sewing kit. She's got a miniature, like, screwdriver set. It's small, but it's, you know, at least good for, like, fixing glasses and stuff like that. And she just starts pulling out all these things. Like, is any of this gonna do the trick? And last but not least, a bottle opener.
That might.
After much deliberation of determining which device best to use, you are able to collect a handful of teeth, one for each of you. And if you want to get some spare and extra for possible future trips, you can do so as well.
I'm going to get an extra set of 5. Then I'm going to look around. Is there anything shovel-like we can find here?
You do not see anything shovel-like.
Is the ground damp enough that we might be able to, you know, use a flat stone to dig deep enough to at least cover the remains? Because you said it was spring and it smelled like rain.
Yeah, you should be able to. It'll be a bit of a chore and challenge, but not horribly so.
Yeah, let's at least get them covered up.
Yeah, Rowan will take off her jacket, roll her sleeves up, and find a flat rock that's about, you know, 2 hand breadths to dig a shallow grave.
I feel like we've gotten dependent on a certain duffel bag full of stuff.
Yeah, it may be worthwhile to go through my old text messages and find the things that he always said were essential and start carrying a backpack.
Yeah.
Right, and Rowan starts digging into the ground with maybe a little more force than necessary.
Ross and Ari, you come back out and you see that they are now digging a hole and putting the parts into the hole.
You're needing any help, Rowan?
I think I've just about got it. If you want to start shifting dirt on.
I'll stay over here, if that's okay.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, let us know if anybody's coming.
Yeah, keep watch.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
The sky begins to lighten, and it does start to feel a little bit warmer. By the time that you inter the body to the ground and cover it, you see the sun has come up, and it's a bit bright breaking over the trees here. So bright that almost as though you're seeing double, with two suns, a pair of them above.
You know, of all the things to object to, that's weird here. I feel like two suns is kind of low on the totem pole, but also that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does. It's just a binary system.
Yeah, but the orbital mechanics don't actually work it out so that you would have two suns about the same size in the same place in the sky. It just wouldn't happen that way.
What if one of them is really big but farther away?
Ooh. Okay, maybe. Thank you. I will hold on to that and put the rest of thoughts aside.
Great.
Yeah, just don't think about it.
You know, that's never worked out well for me before. Shall we go check out the city?
Yes, let's.
Let's go pay the ferryman.
Wish it was as simple as two coppers. I have to ask, which of us has the teeth? Is it River or...
I think I have the teeth.
Okay. Do you want me to hold on to the extra set, just in case?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Okay. And Rowan's put her jacket back on by now. She'll pull out a packet of, like, pocket tissues and take them and wrap them up in one of the tissues before sticking it back in her pocket.
Hand sanitizer. Include hand sanitizer on the list.
And gloves.
Well, yeah, that's part of my normal kit, which I would have had if, you know, we were on a case that didn't involve just, you know, wandering around San Francisco interviewing people.
It honestly might not be a bad idea to just start carrying a go bag backpack. Yeah. But we'll figure that out. All right, let's go.
You trek back along the pathway. With the sun up, you notice that there are more flowers in bloom along the pathway here. Not deeper into the canopy of the forest, but along the pathways themselves. Now that the sun is out, the bloom is out. You make it back to the path with the paired lakes and the pathway with the tollmaster. As you approach, he steps out. And as he steps out, he straightens himself up, and you think you can hear a back cracking or knees cracking as he stands up. Not something that is, you know, somebody that's old, and you know, the crackingness of as you get old. Kind of stretches, puts his arms up, and awaits you.
Good morning.
It is morning, yes. It will be better if you have the toll. Do you have the toll? One for each.
I will get the teeth out. Are these acceptable?
He looks at what you put into his hand and counts them. You notice his fingers are very pale and looks as though that there's sunspots on the fingers. He looks as though that he has a little bit more advanced rheumatoid arthritis in many of those fingers. The knuckles are oversized. This is the right amount. This is a half one, but I will let it go. Is the intent of the thing, is it not?
If you say so.
It's a good morning snack. And he smiles, a gummy smile.
I'm curious, have there been any other people come by to pay the toll in the last few months? Any other outsiders?
Oh, I have someone paying the toll every time they cross.
Oh, so it is, it has to be paid each crossing. Or is it just going in?
No, it's just going in. You can exit for free. We are like the Garden State to the Keystone Commonwealth that way.
Who is paying every time? Do you know who that person is?
Oh, guests of the masquerade. We've had quite a few come through lately. Lucky them. I wish I could enjoy the masquerade.
Masquerade? As in, like, a ball?
You can consider it a ball. Or a party, or a shindig, or a hoedown, or a get-together.
A few months ago, were there 7 people that came through?
There was a larger party than 7. There were 9. Some like you. One reminds me of you.
In what way?
Oh, just the air. The thing behind the thing. I'm not sure that makes any sense to you, but it does to me, and that's all that matters.
True enough. Do they remain in the city, do you know? Have they come back out?
One did.
And has that one returned since?
Yes. Paid their toll and went back in. Now, I cannot tell you names of people. For one, I care not. For two, it's not good for my business.
All right, well, after this, is it pretty easy to get to the city, I suppose? Not too complicated?
Straight on, follow the star.
Follow the yellow brick road?
Second star on the right, straight on till morning.
Yes. It already is morning, though.
Yes, and it's hard to see the stars when the suns are up.
Are they? They are.
Perhaps we'll just follow the road, then.
Thank you for your time with me. I rarely get to converse with interesting folk.
Thank you for your time and the information that you provide.
As soon as he's out of earshot, I will turn to Rowan. Did we just solve the case?
I think we might have done. The next question is, now what? I mean, can we get them back out? Is it going to be that easy?
Well, the way I see it, one question is, can we get them back? Second question is, how do we prevent this from happening? How do we close this place off? Can we close this place off?
And also, one of them left and came back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said there was 9 people.
And we only know 7.
It was the 6th cast and the director. I don't know who the other 2 were. My guess is maybe people that were involved in bringing them here that were in on it.
Well, it's sounding like people connected to productions of this particular play get caught up in these sorts of things. Usually they die by drowning dry, although one wonders. There's a lake over there.
Hmm. Well, but there's still the theater and the hotel that some people can find. We don't know. Is it just people who have some connection with the play somehow? We don't have... The only answer we have now is that it seems like the company is actually here.
Well, let's solve the first problem first and see if we can get the people out of here. If we can get them out of here, or we find that we can't somehow, which is not the answer that I want. But if we're able to get them out, then we can figure out how to close this place off at the very least.
This portal, or whatever.
I mean, in effect, the portal that we came through is very difficult to get through. It is not impossible, but it's difficult. And my immediate thought is, you know, close off the tunnel, but I don't like the idea of explosives under San Francisco.
And it's an awkward place to get a cement truck.
Yes. So we can brainstorm more about how to get that closed off as we go. We can think more about it.
Also, keep an eye out for some rope, unless someone happens to have some. The door, we were able to close it, but it looks like to get it open, we're going to need to... There's some sort of pulley system there, but there wasn't a rope attached to it.
Rope. You always want it if you don't got it.
Yeah.
The travel across the lake seems shorter than you thought it would be. And you arrive at a beautiful archway. And beyond, the city is a narrow streeted city. It has a very old European feel to it.
What
kind of architecture is there? Is there anything I can recognize?
It's so strange mixture of early Venetian as well as architecture from some areas of Germany, a lot of Roman style buildings, alongside a few Victorian style row houses. What's strange though is there's not a person on the streets.
Are there any signs or anything that looks like a business?
There are steps leading up to the buildings, but no doors, just walls. There are windows, but if you try to peek inside, it looks as though that the windows themselves are tarred over or papered over from the other side.
Oh, you know what this is, don't you? It's a set.
It's just a facade. It's, yeah, like you said, it's the set. It's like a mask for the area. Which I was thinking as we were walking, we might need or at least want some masks.
Well, we'll keep that in mind, I guess.
I don't know that I would want to put on a mask from here.
No, I mean, I think it's more the symbol of a mask than anything specific. So, I mean, even if we were just to do like the Zorro thing and cover the eyes with a piece of cloth or something.
Let's keep walking around. Let's see if we can get the lay of the land.
Okay.
The road leads to a park type square area. And there are a good deal of tall green flowers that are being grown from large clay pots. At initial glance, they look as though that they're lotus seed pods. But each of the spots where the lotus seeds are, you notice that there's tiny bits of movement inside each flower and inside each little dark hole.
I'll get a little bit closer and see if I can get a better look without touching or getting my face too close.
Inside the cavity, it looks like they're tiny little eyeballs watching. Thousands of them. Each seed pod containing maybe 20 or so. And there's tons of these flowers throughout this area.
Feeling a little bit silly, but doing it anyway, Rum will kind of wiggle her fingers. Hello.
All of them look at you at once. It seems as though the seed pod heads all turn to you that are in this pot.
And sort of shift back half a step, surprised to have like the sudden full weight of all of its attention, but recover and be like, lovely morning, isn't it?
From behind you, Regan and Ross, stumbling toward the park is a man. He's dressed in nice clothes, modern clothes. You see that they're an expensive cut. They are a Versace cut. It's muted. It's not the extravagant print that Versace is known from. It's more of muted lines, if you will. But he stumbles forward and scrapes his knee on the dirt and lets out a bit of a yelp. He stands up and sees that his pants are torn. He has gorgeous, luxurious brown hair. And he's wearing a pair of glasses, but you notice the glass area over the eyes is actually very thin chains. Like chains hanging down. Do you have
a flower?
I don't. I believe there's some around here.
I can't take one of these. I cannot take one of these.
What do you need it for?
My lady needs one for her costume for this evening.
What's this evening? Is it the masquerade ball?
One of the masquerades. It is a tale of botany and flowers. Do you know anything of these things?
A limited amount.
Oh.
These are the only flowers we've seen here.
Oh, Jesus, where did you come from?
I've been standing right here.
There's more of you. There's more of you. You do not have masks. Are you damned in hells?
We're visitors.
Does he have a mask?
Maybe his glasses are a mask.
That's what I was thinking.
What's your lady's name?
Clea.
And what's your name?
Enobarbus. Yours?
I'm Quintus.
Oh, you're the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, I don't want to take one of these flowers.
Does this person look like any of the missing people that we've been looking for, or no?
So, of the male people that are missing, he does not strike you as Jules, or Richard, or Johan.
Do you know Johan? Johan Wieck?
I know of his work.
Do you think he is likely to be at the masquerade?
Interesting.
Interesting?
Yes, that would be interesting.
It would be.
His blocking on Cat Turn 5 was just changed the way the entire performance was done. Just something as simple as putting people in different places and forcing perspective.
Are you a fan?
That's rude. No, my response would be rude. My apologies.
She meant to ask if you enjoy his work particularly.
Oh, no, I understand. And my response would be rude.
So that's a no.
You are correct, and my pants are torn.
Who tore your pants?
I did when I ran through here.
Why were you running?
Because I need to find a flower.
We saw some in the forest.
But then I'd have to pay the toll to get back in, and I don't have the funds? And he rubs his cheek as he says that.
If you help us find the people we're looking for, perhaps we can help you with the funds.
Who are you looking for?
There was a group of people several months ago that all came together.
One of them was Johan Wieck.
And a group of players.
Jules, Oga, Simone, Anita, Richard, Royal.
Some of those names stir something within me, I believe. One of them screams quite well. Yes.
When did you hear them scream?
Yes, Simone. Simone was the one. I've heard her scream quite a bit. She's done well with some black box work. And then some work, some forest work. Most of it was old. I haven't heard her scream anything new, though.
Have you seen her here recently?
Oh. As a matter of fact, yes.
Where?
In the Round Theater.
Do you know if there's anything going on down there at the moment, or anything planned?
Oh, yes.
But?
There is a... Interesting. There was a call, and I believe she answered as well as a few others.
Like a casting call?
Oh, how dare you say that word? Yes.
Okay.
It looks as though that they're looking for more vermilion women.
What's a vermilion woman? Sorry, I do not have much education in the theater. Not terribly familiar with the term.
Red woman.
Red-skinned, or...
Oh, it is what, 2025? 4? 3? 21? 18? Nope, 2025. It is 2025. We do not ask about that. We are much more inclusive than that, sir.
You can't just ask why someone's red.
Yes, exactly. This fellow knows.
I apologize.
Your apology is accepted. Now I need to find a flower.
Can you show us where the theater is? If you can show us where the theater is that we are likely to find Simone, I have the toll for you to return with.
Now, I've been fooled before.
Rowan just reaches into her jacket pocket, pulls out the bundled up tissue, opens it up in her palm, keeping it well away from him.
Oof.
Before closing it back up and putting it back in her pocket.
That was better than when one of my lords put a knife between the third and fourth rib.
Delicate work, that.
It was more of a hack job. It was just around a bunch of people. He deserved it anyway.
Are you from here, or are you from America, or England, or...
No.
Roma?
Roma, yeah. And I spent some time on Anglaterra. I mean, that's where I last was. It's where I was before I came here. So, yes to both of your answers, except for the last one. Or the first one, I should say. And as for the flower, I will show you where the round theater is.
Thank you.
You mean Britannia?
I mean, that's one of the terms. Avalon.
How long have you been here?
Because you are aware that it's 2025 out there. You said so.
I mean, here. He pulls back his shirt and looks at a very nice gold watch. I've been here a while.
How did you get here?
Ma'am, if you don't know how we got here, I am not the one to tell you.
How did you get to this place from where you were?
It could start with a romance, but sometimes it ends with a tragedy. Oftentimes it ends up being a comedy as well.
The only difference between a comedy and a tragedy is that the comedy ends with a wedding.
Well, sometimes that's a tragedy. I remember my third.
If you don't mind me asking, will your lady come to harm if you don't find a flower?
Yes. Do you know how painful shame is? It could kill someone.
So in this place, that wouldn't surprise me at all. All right, shall we on to the theater?
Yes, come on. I need to hurry. Come on, you're slow. Move faster, double time. A tiempo.
While we're walking through the streets, I'm watching for any other signs of life, any other people elsewhere, or any more of those lotus flowers with the eyes.
Why is this part of the city abandoned?
It's not abandoned.
Then where are the people?
They're not needed here.
So they abandoned it?
No. They were not here in the first place. This place has its uses. Everybody give me an alertness roll.
Success, 35 of 40.
76 of 56. I get to check that.
Yes.
90 on a 43.
I got a 41 out of 45.
And I got a lucky number 69 out of 58.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Ross and Ari, as you are hustling through the city, on one of the stoops down an alleyway, the only other life that you see a rat. A very large rat. A rat that would make New York City rats call him sir.
Does it have pizza, though?
No. But the human face on it makes you feel strange. Go ahead, both of you go ahead and give me a sanity roll.
Mm-hmm. I knew I was gonna regret making that check. 44 out of 50.
Ot one.
You blink a bit, and it looks as though the rat is wearing a mask of a human. Or that's what you tell yourself as you scurry yourself on by. Enobaris takes you down a few streets, making a few decided turns left and right. Comes to an area where it looks down into a hollow where the city kind of descends a bit. There are stairs that lead down. You see there is a large sign with a circle on it, and it says theater above the circle. There is your location. That is the round theater. That is where you will find, hopefully, some of them, either rehearsing or practicing. Hopefully, the part has not taken them yet. Now, may I have my toll, please?
Certainly. What do you mean the part hasn't taken them yet? Rowan says as she opens up the tissue package and kind of shakes one of the teeth down a little bit so she can grab it without touching the others.
He takes the tooth, looks at it. Oh, this is gory, is it not?
Very much so.
I don't make the rules here. Sometimes you take the part, sometimes the part takes you. He puts it into his breast pocket and pats it, and then buttons the breast pocket.
Did the part take you?
Points a finger at you. You know, interesting. And he walks with haste back the way you came.
Sir, before you leave...
I'm sorry, I must go get a flower.
Just remember that your master is a very forgiving man.
I will try to keep that in mind. You see a couple people walk out of the theater down below. They look as though that they're femme-presenting people dressed in long Definius red robes. One of them pulls a cigarette out and a lighter and leans against the wall.
Can we tell from here if any of them look like Simone? Any of the pictures that we've seen?
They do not look like Simone. Wrong body type.
Okay.
So that was... The two people we've met were both from Shakespeare, but they were both from his Roman histories. So Portia was Brutus's wife from Julius Caesar, and Enobarbus... Portia died from eating live coals, and she had the ash. Yeah, I know. I don't know why she would swallow the second one after the first, but that's what she had, ash on her face. And Enobarbus was talking about shame can kill. He was so shamed because he abandoned Antony when he thought that Antony would lose the war, and then Antony forgave him, and he was so ashamed that he killed himself. That's why I was warning him that his master is forgiving. Because if the part has taken him, then...
Then that's the direction he's heading.
Yeah.
So, you think maybe this was an actor, and now he's becoming Enobarbus?
The part is taking him.
I don't know, because didn't Portia say something about doing it over and over? So... I don't know the rules, but it's fascinating, and so, I don't know, the fact that making some references like the Lupercal, which was the festival at the beginning of Julius Caesar, and Portia recognized that, and she kind of understood the reference I was making, so...
Well, and she wouldn't have ash on her mouth and still be alive.
I mean...
So, no, I think you're right, They're living their scenes over and over.
Like some sort of Promethean torture?
Or Groundhog Day.
That is a much kinder way to put it, I suppose. But that also implies that there is an opportunity to find an error and get yourself corrected and escape.
Same liver, different eagles.
Well, I think my point being, can we free Prometheus, or are we... stuck letting them sit in a loop because the show must go on?
That has always been one of the most dangerous sentences in anything, because there are reasons why it should stop.
Yes. And I'm curious, since they seem to be consistently... Someone is always being sought. We just had another reference to what I assume is the queen, the Red Queen, that they're looking for again. So is it possible that there was one and they need a new one?
Or are they looking for the right actor? Someone that the part will take, or will take the part correctly? Because...
Both could be true.
What was it that...
Which part did Simone have?
Casilda.
And Casilda is the queen. She's the mother, the red one.
But all those inscriptions said it was the king that died.
But remember I said there's some versions of the text where she's mad and has to be dethroned by Camilla, her daughter.
Hang on, let me check my notes.
Well, what are you wondering? Because I have it. I know.
I'm just trying to check on what exactly those inscriptions said.
Oh, well, here's my phone. I took pictures.
Here this one. The old king is dead and mother weeps. The throne will be mine and mine alone, no king beside me, mine alone. No king beside me is something a queen would say, and then it refers to a mother, so...
It kind of sounds like Camille. Camille? Camilla?
Depends on the translation and the text, but yeah.
Kind of sounds like her.
Oh, yeah, I mean, all of it, I think, sounded like Camilla from those, but maybe if Casilda...
But the earlier one talked about taking the king's place and having his sister by his side. Well, their sister, I assume it was a man to take the king's place.
Well, that has to be Uot or Uhout, or depends on the version, because that's the brother, or brothers.
Why don't we go talk to some of these people and maybe we can get some answers?
Yeah, that's...
We should probably put on masks first.
Are the people that we can see wearing masks?
One is wearing a mask. One has a white mask that has some kind of facial features painted on it. The other one has a mask in their hand and a cigarette in their lips.
So I think we're okay if we don't have one immediately. A mask, I mean.
And I mean, frankly, if his glasses of chains count as a mask, Rowan pushes her pink glasses up her nose.
Yeah, I mean, you're okay. I'm just saying that, remember, the unmasking or realization that the Stranger or Phantom of Truth doesn't have a mask, that's a big part. So that's a big part of everything. And if Enobarbus, was surprised we didn't have one, we should definitely plan on getting something at some point.
Yes, well, again, I've got surgical masks in my kit.
Reagan just pulls out her sunglasses and she's like, let's get to get.
But you said the masks might be metaphorical and so
if, maybe not risk it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree, but...
Well, I mean, the unmasking is metaphorical, maybe, because it's like showing truth, but...
What if we are walking in as big fat liars and our mask is being truthful?
All I'm saying is that there have been a couple cases of, like, people or theater or people putting on shows or something and then trying to cut their own faces off.
Sunglasses seems like a good idea, and Ross will pull out his sunglasses that he had in his coat pocket.
All I've got are these glasses that I need to see.
Reagan, you got any makeup?
Sure. She pulls out her compact and a lipstick. Like, what are you going for here, bud?
Can you, like, just draw a simple mask? Like, you know, the one... Like the,
yeah. Like a little superhero around your eyes, yeah, mask looking
like
thing
Robin
or something.
Wears.
Yeah, totally. She marks you up.
You know what? Reagan, go ahead and roll disguise for me.
Oh, dear. Is that even... Oh, it is a thing. I don't have it. Okay.
Got a 10 base, at least.
Yeah.
Can I give her...
I rolled
a
60.
No, I guess not. That's not going to help that much.
It's not going to help. I rolled a 63.
Just kidding.
You're critiquing in the background, and I'm like, shush, leave me alone.
And you apply a lipstick-based mask onto River.
What tone does she use? Is it like super bright red, or does she use something?
Yes, it's super bright red. She's got the vibrant power red lipstick currently.
There you go.
I guess you make a good Camilla.
All right, let's focus in. And just to say it out loud, to remember that there's a lot of the metaphorical that you know about. And I'll indicate the woman who has her mask off and is smoking. Clearly, taking a mask off isn't that big of a deal. At least not around here at the moment. So we can use your knowledge as a good basis. Just don't rest too easy in it.
Yeah, and this is... It's a theater. There might be masks. There probably will be costumes. Costumes are a kind of mask, right?
Okay. I'm just saying I don't know. There's lots of interpretations, and I'm just trying to be safe because I've read accounts of things that happened badly.
And much of it is theoretical. We don't know anything, so we go in carefully.
And we can't be perfectly safe. We don't know enough.
But it's a good precaution.
But yes, we can do the best we can.
All right. Class is on, everyone.
Always. Too damn bright otherwise.
It's the theater, darling. You should bask in the spotlight.
I'm Tiana Hansen, and I play Rowan.
I'm Seth Jones, and I play River.
I'm Joseph Newman, and I play Ross.
I'm Christy Bauer, and I play Reagan.
I'm Ben Soslowski, and I play Ari.
I'm Dan Voshkevich, the Handler. Our story is based upon the role-playing game Delta Green by Arc Dream Publishing. Delta Green is created by Dennis Detweiler, Adam Scott Glancy, and John Scott Tynes. Season 7 is an adaptation written by me, Dan Voshkevich, based on the fragments of the King chapters written by John Wick, Toby Abad, Fabian Badia, Ben Warner, and Rob Justice. Our intros this season were written by Alondra Heilman and performed by Grant Corvin, with additional voices by John Wick, Fabian Badia, and Ben Warner. If you like our story, there are a few ways you can support us. First, you can check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/theredactedreports. Patrons of our podcast will receive early access to episode, Rowan's written reports for each story, as well as other goodies and opportunities exclusive to our patrons. We offer special thanks to our $20 and up patrons, Stephen Schwartz, Danny, Tom Padula, Kit Thompson,
Lady Bedivere,
Heather Ney, Jen Obertaz, Bomb Clancy, Naya Fenris, Shrek Manning, Red Dead Coquette, Ginger Fury, Dr. Christian Lehman, Devils, Robbie Nowell, J. Matthews 85, Flynn Gallagher, Phoenix Team Handler Dennis, Knitting Daddy Greg, Multicam Yeti, Scott Miller, Rogue, Jacqueline Parrish, and Monsieur Quack. If you can't support us directly, that's okay. Please support us by telling people about us. Leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on all the usual social media sites. Also, check out our website, www.theredactedreportspodcast.com. All of our handouts are archived there, and if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach out to Agent Harker through the contact form there. The Redacted Reports is edited and produced by Tiana Wren Hansen and is distributed by Quests and Chaos. If you like what you hear with us, give Quests and Chaos YouTube channel a visit. They play Dungeons & Dragons and Call of Cthulhu on a weekly basis, and have a bunch of content archived on their YouTube channel. Additional undercurrent music, Rowan Rising, was composed and orchestrated by Alan Strickland, A-L-L-E-N. You can find him at alanstrickland.net for his classical compositions. Join us next week. In the sins of the father, retribution comes due. Beryl Spald dwindled to anxious supply, and we face a threat with such a human goal we cannot succumb lest it gluttonizes us from within and without.